we're going to talk about an app that I had actually heard about quite a while ago from Sean of Double Tap. And Sean was talking about this AI application that I just had to check out. Well, I mean, he was telling the listeners they had to check out. And to me, I thought, meh, not really interested, because that's just going to be another one of those AI apps that maybe has already been done. And it doesn't help that there's a lot of AI apps available already. Today's app is called Pi, P-I, and if you search for pi.ai, it will pop right up. Now, what makes Pi stand out from what we currently have is a couple of things. Number one, it allows you to record, it allows you to constantly hold on a conversation with your AI. But more importantly than that, it seems to be a smarter AI than what we generally get. If I had one request for the Pi team, it would be give me shortcuts so Pi can trigger shortcuts, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming in the near future. What I'm going to do, though, today is drop in a quick demonstration. There are currently 8 voices available, and the voice I'm using is a UK accent, a female voice, and you'll see how clear this voice sounds. So let me take a moment. I will hit this button and drop you over to my phone. All right, so here we are. We're going to find
Pi button.
And we'll double tap on Pi.
Pi. Pi. Text field is editing. Insertion point at start.
So you have a text field that you can type in and send a message like you typically would. But in today's case, we're going to flick to the right.
Call underscore 24.
And when button. You find that call underscore 24, if you double tap on it, you'll hear a sound.
Text field is edit.
And now Pi AI is currently listening. So I'm going to say, hey, Pi, I'm demonstrating you for a podcast on the Unmute Presents podcast network called Digital Bytes. Will you say hi to listeners and tell them a little bit about you? And then it plays the sound.
Hi, listeners of Digital Bytes on the Unmute Present podcast network. My name is Pi, and I'm an AI language model designed to help with a wide range of tasks, from answering questions to providing recommendations and engaging in open-ended discussions. I'm constantly learning and adapting to better understand the world and assist users like you. So feel free to ask me anything or share your thoughts. I'm all ears. Well, not literally, but you know what I mean.
I love the personality. Now, I'm going to ask, can you give me a short fun fact about coffee and tell me what a super awesome holiday for tomorrow, which is the 22nd of April, and briefly tell me the benefits of using Reaper, all within the same response?
Sure thing. Here's a triple-packed response for you. Coffee. Fun fact. Did you know that when coffee berries turn bright red, they are picked, processed, and dried? She create the coffee beans that we know and love. Holiday for April 22nd. Oh, tomorrow is Earth Day. It's a fantastic time to celebrate our beautiful planet, raise awareness about environmental issues, and take action to protect our home. Benefits of Reaper. Reaper is an excellent digital audio workstation, DR, that offers a wide range of benefits for audio professionals and hobbyists alike. Some key advantages include its customizable user interface, support for a variety of plugins and effects, and its ability to handle complex audio editing tasks. There you have it. A fun fact, a holiday, and some Reaper highlights all rolled into one.
Do you think there's a podcast there?
Absolutely. A podcast that combines fun facts, daily holidays, and audio editing tips could be both entertaining and informative. Here in as I tier a few potential angles. Daily fun facts and holidays. Each episode could feature a fun fact and highlight an upcoming holiday or observance, providing listeners with interesting trivia and a heads up about special days. Audio, editing, tips and tricks. A Alongside the fun facts and holidays, you could include audio editing tips.
So I'm going to go ahead and fade the audio out here and wrap up this review. If you're interested in a very context-aware smart assistant that gives you the ability to easily converse with it back and forth, not have to worry about saying a trigger word to activate the app, and it has the ability to remember facts that you've taught it, then definitely check out the Pi.ai application, available both in your App Store or Google Play Store or online at Pi.ai.
Hey all, Marty here, coming at you with a quick tip. So in Messenger, at the very bottom, when you're inside the body of a message, just below the text box, you see a bunch of little icons which represent a bunch of apps which allow you to do different things within Messenger while you're texting. If you are tired of looking at all of these little apps, all you have to do is put your finger on the space where you input your text and swipe once to the left. There, you're going to find a little button that says apps. Double click on that and it hides all of those apps at the bottom and you have a super clean interface. If you want them to come back, you do the same thing. You put your finger where you input text, swipe to the left, find that little apps button, double click it, and it will bring back all those little apps at the bottom if you want to utilize those once again. So I just want to say a shout out to my friend Robin for submitting this quick tip, and thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone. I thought I would give you a review of one of my favorite lines of products, keyboards. I love keyboards. I collect them just like I do earbuds. So I have a little collection. Of course, I did it in the name of seeing what's available for my clients that I teach. So it was super fun to order a few of them and see if I liked them. So I'm going to describe some of my favorite keyboards and some that are not so much my favorites so that you can figure out what you would like to purchase. So I really enjoy the iClever series of keyboards. I went to their website, iClever.com, so that's letter I and the word clever.com. They sell other things besides keyboards. I have some really cute headphones by them. But they offer only their BK08 keyboard on their website. However, there are other options on Amazon, and I think probably you could find them on eBay as well. People probably stash some away. I'm kind of disappointed they don't sell my favorite keyboard, which is the BK05. And I'll tell you about these various keyboards. The higher the number, the more vision-friendly attributes it has. So it might have backlit, you know, illumination and that sort of thing. So you might find it more visually appealing, the BK08, as opposed to the BK05. So my keyboard that I really love, my very favorite one, is the BK05, and it is a folding keyboard. It folds into thirds, and it comes in a lovely velvet case, which already has me sold because it has a little drawstring. It's very fun. And then when you take it out, the hinges are really secure. It doesn't lock into place so much as when you put it on a table, it's going to lay flat. If you have it on your lap, it won't cave in. It just depends on, you know, how much you have it stabilized on your lap. But it's possible to definitely type on your lap. So it is going to connect to multiple devices. It has 3-color backlight and Bluetooth 5.1. It connects to all the different platforms, has an aluminum housing, and it's easy to connect with your laptop or smartphone. And what might be a potential challenge for some folks to remember is that the control and option keys are not next to each other. There are the first and the fourth key to the left of the space bar. I do like that the cursor cross is very evident and easy to find at the bottom right corner. And In order to connect to devices, you're going to press the function key with the letter C for connect. And then you have a chance to connect to whatever device that, you know, you're in pairing mode. It turns out that if you need to set the type of keyboard that you're using, A is for iOS, S is for Android, and D is for Windows. That determines the keyboard layout. If you want to switch between the various connections, you can press the function key with the letter Q, and that's connection 1. Function with W is connection 2. Function E with is connection 3. And function key R is USB mode, in case you wanted to plug it in. The USB port, which is micro, is not so easy to find. It's at the top middle. And you think maybe that's a little divot in the case or the housing, maybe a little, just a random hole, but it's definitely a little slot at the middle top of the device. So that is my favorite keyboard. The list price is somewhere around $52 on Amazon. There are also other models. The ICBK03 is also a good option. It works similarly. It pairs similarly as well. But the thing to note about that is that it does not have the top row of function keys. So if you need those and those are important to you, that would probably be a deal breaker. The next keyboard that they have also a on Amazon a BK06, and that has a stand. I think that's probably the only difference. And the BK08 is a full-sized keyboard that folds in thirds, but it also has a numbers pad. And so numpad. So that one might be something you'd want if you frequently use that. So that is all about the iClever keyboards. Like I say, the BK08, the fully folding one that has the numpad, is the one on their website. However, I have found them on Amazon and they are shipping. So not sure what that means in terms of availability, but it's definitely a possibility that you can still get them. There is another keyboard by Samser, S-A-M as in Mary, S-E-R. And I really like this one because it folds in half. And the hinge is not too disruptive. It tends to be a little bit smaller, thinner package. And it's just a good little utilitarian keyboard. The arrow keys are not quite as obvious, but they are definitely there. The hinge is between the G and the H. But like I say, I could definitely type on it. I've had other keyboards where the hinge was even more disruptive. But the thing that's nice about this is it's even smaller than the other ones, and it does just fold only in half. So another keyboard that you might want to know about is the pluggable foldable keyboard. And AT Guys sells that one. I'm not a spokesman for AT Guys, but I love their stuff, so it's really great to know about this one. And it comes in a nice case that when it is inside its case, it looks like a hardback book, which is kind of cool. And you remove it from the outer case that's completely, you know, you can separate it, and then you have this trifold keyboard. And it's really great. And they have nice directions on how to pair it and how to use it on their website, which is something that I really appreciate about AT Guys. So in terms of other things, I also have, and I will put this in the show notes, I believe this is also by iClever. I forgot to mention this. This is very interesting. It is the last half of a It's a numpad, basically. And so if you have a keyboard that you don't have a numpad for and you just want to use the numpad sometimes, It has the cursor cross. It has the numpad, you know, as well as the, you know, the common functions. It's actually like a 9-pack here. So I think you have some function keys, and then you have the general 6-pack with insert, delete, home, end, that sort of page up, page down. And then to the right of that, you have a full number pad with function keys type thing above that. So it's kind of cool. It's probably 4x6, and it's just an additional accessory if you have a keyboard that you use, but you don't want to bring the whole numpad keyboard with you, but you want to just use the numpad sometimes. So the next keyboard that we're going to move onto is not folding, but it's really, really fun. And I just wanted to demo it for you for a second. I remember typing on an old manual typewriter when that typewriter probably weighed as much as I did when I took it, my nine and a half year old self, when I started to learn to type. And then I took the keyboard or the typewriter across the room to my desk and set it up and typed away when I was in the fourth grade. So let's see if we've got the keyboard here that I'm going to show you. This is a mechanical keyboard. It cost about $99, which maybe that's a little steep for somebody, but it's by Logitech, and it's the Logitech Pop Keys keyboard. And it's very fun because I got it in pink, and that's my favorite color. It has rounded keys like the Logitech keyboards often do, and they are definitely very clicky. You don't want to record anything unless you're doing a demo like this. It's really, really cool. Of course, it doesn't fold, but it's really neat because these keys have a lot of click and a lot of travel. And of course, there are function keys on the top and your, you know, cursor cross. There's no numpad, but there is, I believe, an emoji key, which is really cool. There are also a few replaceable keys, I think probably in case they either come off or you want to replace one of them with what you're missing. So this Logitech Pop Keys keyboard is really nifty, and I like it because of its mechanical little sound. It reminds me of old style computers when I had a clicky keyboard. And of course, it reminds me a little bit of my manual typewriter. So the Logitech Pop Keys keyboard is in pink, and it's lovely, and I really like it. So I think that is a really quick review of some of my favorite keyboards and the differences in them. And I hope that you have fun keyboard shopping as much as I do.